Classic Beatles from June 6th of 1962. That's when it was recorded. That's from Anthology 1. There's a controversy, a legal battle over some early Beatles music. And with us to talk about it is Professor of English and Popular Music at Monmouth University in New Jersey, Kenneth Womack. Ken, good to have you on the broadcast. And I don't know of anyone better than you to talk about this with your knowledge of the Beatles and all of the books you've written. We'll mention some of them in just a minute. But first, let's talk about this controversy. And this is about an old master tape, isn't it?
It's actually about acetate records that were saved from June 6, 1962, by Jeff Emmerich, the incredible Beatles engineer who died in 2018.
Now, as I understand it, so the story goes, they gave these discs or whatever they were to Emmerich to destroy after a session, but he kept them, didn't he?
He did, right. And, you know, they they were kind of funny with material around those times at EMI Studios, which we now know as Abbey Road. Nobody thought any of this stuff was going to be important, right? They would often take tape and reuse it, which is probably how we lost those master tapes. Otherwise, what they would do is they would make acetates or temporary discs, you know, lacquer records that people could take home and listen to as for inspiration or for editing later. And from what we understand, Jeff was tasked with throwing them away, or somebody was tasked with throwing them away, and he saved them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was an apprentice sound engineer at EMI, later renamed Abbey Road, and John, Paul, George, and at the time, I guess it was Pete Best on drums, laid down four tracks that day: Besame Mucho, P.S. I Love You, Ask Me Why, and Love Me Do. That is got to be worth a fortune today, don't you think?
Absolutely it is. Only two of them, I suppose, have survived, right? We have Besame Mucho, and Love Me Do was actually discovered and found by George Martin would say it was his wife, but I believe it was Mark Lewisohn, the great Beatles biographer, who made that discovery while helping George out. And anyway, we have those two, but to get the other two, presumably from Jeff's family, who must have discovered these records after he died in 2018, because he certainly hadn't been talking about it. And Jeff never held anything back. So the fact that he had kept this quiet is really interesting in itself.
Yeah, he kept it. It was discovered among his things eventually, and now six decades after that recording, Universal Music Group wants it back. Where do you think? Well, this is going to end up in court, or is it there already?
It's already there and has been for many years, and it had heated up recently. And I was hoping we were going to finally get some resolution on this matter. But whatever's happening, they're tight-lipped. I mean, it's the kind of thing, right, that probably moves towards some sort of settlement, because when you think about it, it's kind of a standoff, right? On the one hand, Jeff's job was to throw stuff like that away, which they did routinely.
Mm-hmm.
So we know this. And of course, what's in the garbage, right, is anybody's to take. It's a common legal understanding. But conversely, this is copyrighted material. These are two songs, Ask Me Why and P.S. I Love You, which is no minor Beatles song. These are songs that are Lennon-McCartney compositions, right? So it's a very interesting kind of ownership standoff between the person who saved them from the refuse bin and, of course, the copyright holders.
Yeah, Jeff Emmerich's estate's lawyers say it was essentially thrown away, and only young Jeff Emmerich saved it from destruction. The record company attorneys say it was always company property, and it wasn't his to save. One thing everybody agrees on, it's a highly valuable artifact of rock and roll history, isn't it?
It is. Now, we should caution people. So these are really important recordings because, you know, they're the last four Pete Best recordings, right, with the Beatles. And, of course, on that famous day where either they auditioned or they were having their first recording session, that's also been a matter of debate. But all of that aside, we should remember that what's not on these records, of course, is what you really want to hear. And that's what happened in the control room later, right, when they went up with George. Sir George now, George Martin, and he told them all the things they were doing wrong. And famously said to the Beatles, well, now, if you have any issues, let me know what they are. And George Harrison famously piped up and said, well, for one thing, I don't like your tie.
Yeah.
And the reason why that was such a big moment is because it probably saved them to a certain extent. George Martin could have kicked them out, but instead he laughed so hard he had tears running down his face, and he just loved the guys after that.
Right. He said, well, maybe their music at the time wasn't the greatest, but I saw the potential. But more than that, he loved their personalities. Ken Womack is the author of many books on the Beatles. I just finished, finally, your book, Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans, one of the Beatles roadies. That's such a great book. I'm also such a big fan of what George Martin did, and Kenneth Womack authored a two-volume biography devoted to Sir George Martin. And if I just read all of your Beatle books here, we wouldn't have time for the news at 8:30, so we'll have to call it quits for now, but I always enjoy talking to you. Kenneth Womack, professor of English and popular music at Monmouth University in New Jersey. Appreciate it, as always, Ken.
Have a good one, pal.
You too. Talk to you again soon.